You think you gotta evacuate, leave today. Don't wait 2 days because then the traffic gets jammed up and it gets to be a real hard thing to do.
Right now, Tropical Depression 9 is expected to strengthen into Tropical Storm Imelda at some point today. In the coastal town of Southport, North Carolina, three people at a popular outdoor bar were killed. Eight others were hurt in a shooting that authorities say came from a boat on the water. A person's been taken into custody and is being questioned. Democratic congressional leaders say that President Trump's agreed to meet early this week ahead of the deadline to reach an agreement on spending before government funding runs out. And Russell Nelson, president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has died at age 101. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine on your Sunday. A light east to southeast wind in the afternoon with highs reaching the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear as lows drop back into the mid-50s. Monday promises to be even warmer with readings reaching the 80s. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a recap of all the weekend news with Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman. And we're going to talk about PFAS in Wisconsin Ducks with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. News from the center, WRCE.
Good morning once again. The music of the stars all the way till high noon. That depends if you're in Central Time Zone. And you will be next week if you're in our studio area on the Civic Media Radio Network. And next week, things are different time-wise. Just a word. What's that poem again? Oh, yeah, let's see. 30 days has September, April, June, and no wonder all the rest have peanut butter. Except my neighbor. He still drives that Oldsmobile. I think that's how the poem goes. It's the music of the stars. Welcome aboard all our Civic Media radio stations. Oh, and welcoming a new station today, WZTI in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin. Thoughts about the passing season today. Maybe some torch songs. Autumn is perfect for that. So is midnight. And a look at some of the glamour goddesses of the silver screen and television, the music of the stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, worldwide, civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us. I'm your host, Lou Regani, and off we go to a little Sinatra on a beautiful, so far, autumn morning. How about a torch song? Speaking of.
She was Boston, I was Vegas. She was Crip Suzette, I was Pie. She was lectures, I was movies, but I loved her. She was Mozart, I was Basie. She was afternoon tea, I was saloon. She was Junior League, I was Dodgers, but I loved her morning, night, and noon. Opposites attract, the wise men claim. Still, I wish that we had been a little more the same. It might have been a shorter war if we had known each other more. She was polo, I was racetrack. She was museums, I was TV. She did her best to change me, though she never knew quite how. But I loved her almost as much as I do now.
Music of the Stars. That's Don Costa's orchestra. And great music from Francis Albert. Big hit for Perry Como now. Oh, that's Gordon Jenkins' song. Don McLean wrote this.
And I love you so. The people ask me how I've lived till now. I tell them I don't know. I guess they understand how lonely life has been. But life began again the day you took my hand. And yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadow.
shadows follow me. And the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down. Now that you're around me. And you love me too. Your thoughts are just for me. Set my spirit free. I'm happy that you do. The book of life is brief, and once a page is read, all but life is dead. That is my belief. Yes, I know how lonely life can be. The shadows follow me, and the night won't set me free. But I don't let the evening get me down.
I lost track of what did I do that I don't do the way I did before. What isn't there that once was there? What have I got a great big lack of? Beckons to him no more. Oh, I'm just a victim of time. I've so lived in my prime, out of date and outlast by my past. What did he love that there? My love, what did I lose? The sweet warm knack of, wouldn't I be the late great me if I knew how? What did I have I don't have now? What did he like that I charm that I run dry of? What would I give if my own know-how? Still knew how? What did I have I don't have? What did he see that's gone now? What did I have I don't have now?
Ida Gourmet on the Ed Sullivan Show. Sammy Davis Jr.
What did I have that I don't have? What did she like that I lost track of? What did I do that I don't do the way I did before? What isn't there that once was there? What have I got a great big lack of? Something in me then she could see then. Did she love that there's none of? What did I lose the sweet warm knack of? Couldn't I be the late great me if I knew how? What did I have? I don't have. What did I have that I don't have? What did I have? What did she see that's gone in me? What did I use that now I'm shy of? Why is the sequel never equal? Why is there no encore? Where can I go to repair all the wear and the tear? Till I'm once again the previously. What did she like that I'm not like? What was that charm that I've run dry of? What would I give if my old know-how still knew how?
So he ran into my former fiancé. You saw him dancing in some cafe. No, I haven't seen him since a year ago. And there are so many things I'd like to know. Did he look? Did he seem happy while they were dancing? Did he whisper things in her ear? And did he light her cigarette? Was he attentive the way he used to? Attractive? Was there a smile upon his face, or did he seem bored? Not that I really care. I know our love affair can never be. Did he ask about me?
Julie London. Perfect for torch songs. Abner Silver wrote that. Now you're thinking, who? I wrote quite a bit of stuff before some of us were born. That was done by a lot of singers. Eddie Fisher, here is an Abner Silver tune.
With these hands, I will cling to you. I'm yours forever and a day. With these hands I will bring to you a tender love as warm as May. With this heart I will sing to you long after stars have lost their glow. And with these hands I'll provide for you should there be a stormy sea. Turn the tide for you, and I'll never, no, I'll never let you go.
Fisher, 1953. Francis Albert next.
Hands across the table while the lights are low. Though you hush your lips, your fingertips tell me all I want to know. Hands across the table meet so tenderly, and they say in their little way that you belong to me. Thank you.
across the table. They meet so tenderly, and they say in their little way that you belong to me.
Francis Albert on Columbia. Songs about hands. The hands of time. Oh, you like that one. I heard a lot of compliments. Not me, I mean, for playing. The hands of time. Got a few tears out there, too, I was told on eBay. Oh, eBay has got some of these records. No, I don't have them, but I want to recommend eBay. If you see a rare song that you want, buy it. And if you can't or won't, stick around. I've got some rare stuff for you today. Songs about hands.
Well, it's Friday again, and that means that a lot of the fellas everywhere are looking forward to a weekend leave. And I know for some of them, at least it means a quick trip home. Maybe that explains why the song mentioned this week by so many of the girls is an old favorite I'm sure you'll all remember.
Dinah Shore.
I'm on my hands. You in my arms. Nothing but love in view. You fall once and for all. I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for some. While I have time on my hands and you in my arms and love in my heart, are you?
Glenn Miller. Thank you. Glenn Miller, 1939, right before End of the Service. And here's Mel Torme. This was a number one record for Mel. Songs about hands. Sonny Burke and the band.
I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. My heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. You held my dreams like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through. I brought you joy, and dear, I loved you so. But all that sunshine didn't make the roses grow. If you don't change, someday you'll know the sorrow of careless hands that can't hold on to love. Careless hands that can't hold on to love. Talking about those hands that can't hold on to love.
Music of Carl Sigman. Guy was a lawyer, graduated, passed all the exams to practice in New York State. But he knew Johnny Mercer, you know. Got the Bronze Star in World War II for his efforts in Africa. We're going to feature Carl Sigman's music one of these Sundays on the Music of the Star. The guy was a heavy hitter. But he wrote also a lot of lyrics rather than just melody. Why did I say just melody? He wrote a lot of stuff for Glenn Miller. He wrote Pennsylvania 65,000. Now there's a story. The number of the Hotel Pennsylvania where Glenn played. And that was their phone number. Pennsylvania Hotel is still there. Guess what they did? Change their phone number. Go figure. Songs About Hands, Joe Stafford. Joe Stafford with Norman Luboff. Norman from Chicago. He taught Kirk Douglas how to sing for 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Tony Bennett.
Hide and seek. Gee, I never thought that I would be the one to cry. But now I'm the cryin'est kind. Nobody knows how my poor heart aches. I guess I'm really paying for my mistakes. So I got her off my hands. And since she's off my hands, I can't get her out of my mind. Nobody knows how my I guess I'm really paying for my mistakes. So I got her off my hands. And since she's off my hands, well, I can't get her out of my mind. No, I can't get her out of my mind.
The music of the stars. Tony Bennett. For Columbia Records. Mitch Miller ran Columbia, and he ran Columbia. Mitch Miller showed up in Kenosha one time as a campaigning thing for a senior housing complex. I remember that. Made the newspaper. The music of the stars. There was a couple of friendships out there. You'd never imagine Tony striking out, to be honest. Lady Gaga.
Deep in the heart of me. I like the way she thinks. She comes up with a lot of good things, and she's seen as good things about society and how things should be. I like her mind. She's very bright.
Yeah, but she's going to be around an awful long time because she's a very talented person. One of the most talented persons I've ever met in my 60 years of performing. She's very creative. She knows how to reinvent herself every day.
One, two, three.
About two men. They competed for the same job. One was white, the other black. One liked to talk a lot.
You said, uh-huh.
The other was shy as a three-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Hey, rookies gotta stick together.
Our story is about how they came to know each other, fight each other.
I'm gonna whip you, Sayers, but you gotta be at your best.
And help each other.
I think I owe you a beer.
How are you? A lot more than that.
Yeah.
What it comes down to is that JC had a notion here, and Ed seems to think it's a good idea.
We'd like you and Brian Piccolo to room together.
You had me worried. I thought it was something really.
This is something really. Man, you're talking about a white man and a black man rooming together on a team that's never been done before.
What JC is saying is that there may be some pressures, severe ones.
I was afraid to get up. I figured not everything was going to come with me.
You have never seen anyone so black and blue in your life.
It's like a rooming with a colored play again.
Gail told the joke.
Gail, I'm sending Brian Piccolo back to Chicago. He's always been in shape, willing to give 100%. But he's not doing that anymore. And that's what worries me. I don't know what it is. Could be something physical, or it might be an emotional disturbance.
I mean, I know perfectly well what's wrong with me. Gail, I think I'm pregnant.
Don't make fun of me, Brian. I'm scared.
I'm no idiot. This thing I got's bad, I know that. But, it's just a detour, Joy. I'm not gonna let it stop me. I'm just not. There's no way.
The tough, tender, and true story of Gail Sayers and Brian Piccolo.
Sense of leaves in the spring.
But most of all the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly until the hands of time would choose to wave goodbye. Most of all, the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly until the hands of time would choose to wave.
Is where you the biggest from head to toe.
You better believe it, man.
How you doing, Vic?
Fourth and eighth.
Go for it then.
I'm trying, yeah. Jesus. Jesus God, I'm trying.
Say a few words about a guy I know, a friend of mine. His name is Brian Piccolo. And he has the heart of a giant. And a rare form of courage which allows him to kid himself and his opponent. Cancer. He has a mental attitude which makes me proud to have a friend who spells out courage 24 hours a day, every day of his life. Now you flatter me by giving me this award. But I say to you here now, Brian Piccolo is the man of courage which has received the George S. Halas Award. Mine tonight. Brian Piccolo's tomorrow.
Music of Michelle LeGrand, Tony Bennett.
If the hands of time were hands that I could hold, I'd keep them warm, and in my hands they'd not turn cold. Hand in hand we'd choose the moments that should last. Should have no future and no past. The summer from the top of a swing, the comfort in the sun. But most of all, the moment when love first touched me. All the happy days would never learn to fly.
Is news from the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Right now it's Tropical Depression 9, but at some point today the storm's expected to strengthen into Tropical Storm Imelda. And ABC's Faith Abube in Charleston says authorities there are telling people to start preparing their emergency kits now.
And they're bracing for this system to dump a significant amount of rain on this area. Even though it's not expected to make landfall, they're telling people brace for damaging winds, storm surge, and potentially life-threatening flooding.
Three people were killed in flash flooding in Globe, Arizona, a rural town about 90 miles east of Phoenix. Authorities there are also worried about the risk from thousands of fuel tanks that washed away from a distributor. Authorities in coastal North Carolina are investigating an overnight shooting that left three people dead and eight hurt at a waterfront bar. Authorities at Southport say the shots were fired from a boat into the crowd. One person's been detained. And congressional Democratic leaders say President Trump's agreed to meet with them as government funding runs out Tuesday night. This is ABC News.